It's Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, a New York law school makes it easier for attorneys to help poor clients. But today, the federal government declared a new interactive food guidance system. Now, this is a way of educating the public about its new dietary guidelines released earlier this year. The Agriculture Department's familiar pyramid-shaped guide of recommended food group servings is being replaced. NPR's Allison Aubrey explained earlier why the government is switching from one pyramid to 12.
The idea behind this, Noah, is to personalize it. Not everybody should be eating the same amounts of food, given your age, given your weight. So the idea is there are 12 pyramids. One must fit you.
But how does it work? What can you see when you see the pyramids?
Well, I've got it here right in front of me. What they did is they took the old pyramid, they tipped it on its head, and they put a set of stairs on the side. So you see a figure walking upstairs. That's to connote the idea that in the end, it doesn't matter what you eat if you're not exercising, meaning there's this balance between calories in, calories out. When it comes to describing the food you're supposed to eat, that's where it gets a little tricky, because you no longer get the bottom-up approach to eating, which had been criticized by many people. What you have now are lots of different colors, and they run like pieces of a pie vertically up a pyramid. I guess they saved the pyramid because people recognize the pyramid. So anyway, what we see is we have orange, that's to connote grains. We have vegetables, that's all colored in green. So the idea is we're supposed to eat many colors. We're supposed to eat nutrient-dense food.
Now, you went to a press conference held by the USDA there in Washington.
Yes, the press conference was held this morning. Mike Johanns, who's the Secretary of Agriculture, was joined by Denise Austin, who is well known as a fitness guru. She really stole the show. She stood up and she gave a demonstration. She got everyone in the audience to stand up and stretch and to participate in moving their bodies around. And she sort of said, if you don't use your body, it's going to rust.
All right. She's the little exercise figure going up the side of the pyramid there.
Perhaps.
Right. Well, does the USDA think Americans are actually paying attention to the new guidelines despite the pyramids?
Well, the old guidelines and the old pyramid, people were, it was a widely recognizable symbol, yet no one really followed it. The idea behind this and what they hope will work this time is that they're personalizing it. So in addition to having the 12 pyramids, you can now go to this site, mypyramid.gov. The idea, as described by Mike Johanns, the Secretary of Agriculture, is that you go, you type in your weight and you type in your age, and you actually can kind of put in a journal of what you eat, of what you've had to eat that day, and it can kind of spit back at you, well, here's what you should be eating. It can sort of give you some tailored advice. And the department's really hoping that this personalized approach will be a lot more user-friendly and will turn people on to the idea.
Well, here's an idea, though. Let's say you're a single mom, low income. It's going to cost you a lot more money, it seems to me, to eat in a more healthy way. Plus, you got to have a computer to go into mypyramid.gov and take the time to do that.
Well, yeah, two issues there. So, and those both came, or one of them at least, came up at the press conference, and that really is the issue of, hey, folks, what's it going to take to get people to log on? And the Undersecretary of Agriculture stood up and said, hey, well, you know, kids are really computer savvy. They're going to jump all over this. Everybody has access to computers through, you know, schools and libraries if they don't have one in their home. So they're hopeful that that's not going to be too much of a roadblock. The other issue you bring up really is about, well, how do you do this if you're on a budget? And it's a good question. And the answer to that, Noah, is that it takes a lot of pre-planning. If you want to get grains into your diet, buy rice. It's cheap. If you want vegetables, frozen vegetables are abundant year-round. Nutritionists now know that they're as healthy as fresh vegetables in terms of nutrient quality. They hold up pretty well. So, you know, if you always have a bag of frozen vegetables in your freezer, which you can buy on sale for a buck a bag, you know, there are lots of ways to get these sources of food pretty cheaply. Another thing that's interesting is if you look into what they're recommending for meat and beans is they've expanded the category and they put in peanut butter and tuna fish and seeds and nuts and fish. Some of those things are expensive, some not. But the point being, if you plan ahead, you can actually do this on a budget.
NPR's Allison Aubrey. Thank you, Allison. What do you have in the refrigerator that you're going to have for lunch?
Oh, God, Noah. Okay, I'll be truthful. I have this tuna casserole lean cuisine thing. I ran out of time, but I have an apple to go along with it.